not really, really, really an alcoholic, and you're going to be around all weekend, for God's sake, be careful. Keep your mind wide open. Keep it wide open. So whatever goes in goes right on through. But if somebody says something and you maybe didn't do what they did, but you felt like they felt when they did what they did, and you get to think, my God, I felt like that. You suppose I might be a boom just like that? You're an alcoholic. It's a vicious and treacherous disease. And once you suspect it, it's already too late. And there's no use trying to get any sympathy here. You won't get it. You turn to the person beside you and say, you know, I think I might be an alcoholic. Oh, we got another one over here. Raise your hand up. You know. You keep coming back. You'll never get well. Ha, ha, ha. You know. They think it's funnier than hell. You'd think they got a bonus for every new member they got. Hysterical, you know. That's how you get alcoholism, associating with alcoholics. All the alcoholics in the audience, please raise your hand. Raise your hand. All the alcoholics. Look at that. Look at that. See, we've got a quorum. Now try that at a bar some night. Go ahead. Just go in there and say, I just came from an AA meeting. I'm running a scientific experience. Will all the alcoholics please raise their hand, you know? You won't get the same response there. I mean, in fact, you may not get out alive. They don't even think it's very damn funny either. No, I've always been impressed with the number of alcoholics that you find at AA meetings. Anyhow, after 7 months, I went to one meeting too many and turned into a very mild alcoholic. I was very mild, very mild. Almost not alcoholic at all. And I definitely wasn't a wino. Thunderbird was my favorite wine, but I wasn't a wino. And I wasn't a lush. Certainly wasn't a Skid Row bum, and I wasn't a chronic inebriate, and I wasn't a chronic drunkard. I had a list of things I wasn't, but I did have an allergy to alcohol. I react peculiarly to the drug alcohol. I do weird and peculiar things when I drink it. In fact, all my life, my body and my brain have been arguing about whether or not I'm an alcoholic. I mean, my body says, my God, man, we can't drink. It louses up our liver function test, it raises our blood pressure, we have to take blood pressure pills, then we have to take pills to counteract the blood pressure pills, it raises our blood sugar, and we have to take diabetes pills, we get a skin rash, we talk funny, we slur our speech, we have to be very careful how we talk on the tongue, and I have to talk very slowly and deliberately so nobody will notice. In fact, I would find myself reaching for something and knock it over, or I will trip when there's nothing to... I would find myself lying there on the floor, looking very serene, actually. And my mind would say, get up, you fool. People will think you're drunk, you know. And my body would say, what do you mean, get up? We're paralyzed from the ears down, you know. And I would think, isn't that strange that a couple of beers affects me like that? You know, I've never heard of anybody who got paralyzed from the ears down on a few lousy drinks. You know, I'll have to ask somebody about that sometime. I was thinking maybe of a professor of allergy or something like that, but I never found anybody to ask. You don't dare ask that question of just anybody, because it's always possible that they would say, well, I don't know why it does that to you, but why don't you just not drink it? And I didn't want to know what to do about it. I just wanted to know why it did it. And my body would point out all these things that happened to me when I drank. And my brain would think about that a while and say,